It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Gran. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The Sharks Audio Network presents Barracuda Background. Here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
In this episode of Barracuda Background, we highlight Sharks forward prospect Jeff Viel. Viel was born in Rimouski, Quebec on January 28, 1997. But when his dad Mario landed a new job, they moved to a suburb just 40 minutes outside of Montreal. Viel has built a reputation over his first couple of years in the AHL as one of the league's toughest customers. The 6-foot, 200-pounder isn't necessarily the largest guy on the ice, but he certainly is one of the most respected. But his game isn't just one-dimensional. In 2019-20, his second year as a pro, Viel finished with 108 penalty minutes, good for 8th in the AHL. But he also chipped in with 13 goals and 17 helpers. As a 20-year-old and junior, he was given the Guy Lafleur Trophy as QMJHL Playoff MVP, scoring 14 times for Acadie Bathurst-Teton during their run to the Memorial Cup Championship.
Asselin chips it over to Viel. The captain, a nice move in front to Asselin. He scores! Samuel Asselin, 2-0 Teton.
And who's in the midst of it once again? Jeffrey Viel, the captain, Samuel Asselin.
100th year of the Memorial Cup. The Acadie Bathurst-Teton have won it for the first time.
Like most kids who grow up north of the border, Viel was on skates from an early age. He detailed how it all began.
Yeah, I remember I had the black plastic skates and, you know, just those old skates, and I still got them at home, but I was 6 years old, and the story how I started playing hockey was kind of a nice story. I moved away. I was living in Rimouski, and I moved away closer to Montreal because my dad had a job there. So I moved away there, and my neighbor, he was playing hockey, and you know, I just met him and everything. And one day his dad just showed up to our porch, and he had a hockey bag, and he said, "Would you like to try it?" And I was really excited, obviously, and that's how I started. So as soon as I went on the ice, I loved it, and you know, now I'm here.
Jeff's dad Mario was also a fan of the sport, but he wasn't able to play as a kid himself since he grew up in the country working on his family's farm. Jeff thinks if his dad had played, he would have played a similar style to himself.
Yeah, my dad has always been a fan of hockey, but he never could play when he was younger because he was living in the country and everything, and he had to work on the farms with my grandparents and everything. So he never got to play hockey. So he, even today, he's telling me that he's jealous of me because I'm playing hockey for a living. So yeah, he would have loved to play hockey when he was younger. I'm sure he would have had the same grit as me.
Viel's style of play is blue collar, gritty and tough. He's a blend of old school hard nosed hockey and new school skill. While in junior, he was a captain. As a pro, he had an A on his sweater in just his second year in the AHL. Viel attributes his style of play and approach to his dad.
Yeah, I think I like most of the grit in my game is from my dad. He's kind of the same person as me when it comes to that, and you know, he believes in hard work and everything, and I think that he's the one that taught me all of that part.
Viel may have got his toughness from his pops, but his skill has developed over time. Like so many young Canadian boys and girls, Viel honed his game outdoors, putting in hour after hour on the ODR.
Yeah, I live close to the outdoor rink. It was at my elementary school, and I could walk there. So I would just put on my skate at home and just walk there, and I would go there pretty much every night after school, and just play on the ice. Even if I was alone, I would just skate and shoot pucks and everything. That was just good memories there.
For most kids playing midget hockey in Quebec, the goal is to get to the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, which is one of the three major junior hockey leagues in Canada. Vielle was no different, and in 2013, he was selected by the Sherbrooke Phoenix in the QMJHL draft.
Yeah, obviously, when you're from Quebec, you want to play in the Q, you know, it's just the next step after midget. And obviously, I didn't really know what to expect in my first camp there. I think it went pretty well. I didn't make the team, so I had to go back to midget for a second year. But after that, I got traded and went to Bathurst. And it was really good. Obviously, we didn't have a good first year there as a team, but I learned a lot and got the chance to play for the Memorial Cup a couple years later and win. So
fighting is not allowed at the midget level. But Vielle's rough and tumble style of play didn't begin when he reached junior.
I've always had a kind of a rough style of play. Even when I was younger, I would play in summer league. We had summer league here in Quebec, and we would play a tournament all over the province. And people would call me the train because I was just hitting everyone, even when I was like 7 or 8 years old. So I can, that's always been in me, I think. And obviously, like you said, 80 pims in midget. I don't remember because we weren't allowed fighting there, but probably a couple of good hits there too.
In 2015-16, Vielle's second season of junior, he went from playing on the team's fourth line and scoring just 8 times to netting 33 goals and totaling 56 points. He also finished 5th in the league in penalty minutes, racking up 132 pims.
Yeah, my second year in the queue was my breakout year, I would say. My first year, I was kind of playing just fourth line, just grinding, and we didn't have a good team, so it was really hard too, mentally and everything. And I wasn't playing power play or anything, and just trying to figure out my game. And when I showed up my second year, I trained hard in the summer and I was really ready. And my coach gave me a bigger role. I was playing first PP and everything, and worked my way up throughout the year. And like you said, I had 30 some goals, and just that's where I kind of found my game, my balance of the game, where I can still score and play physical.
Vielle went undrafted in 2015, but NHL interest began for him after his breakout sophomore campaign in the QMJHL.
Yeah, well, my first year was my draft year. I didn't get drafted there. My second year, I got invited to Colorado camp. And then my third year, I got invited to Phoenix camp, so all West Coast team. And then when I was my last year in junior, I signed with the Barracuda and then the Sharks.
Vielle says he didn't even think about getting drafted into the NHL, in part because he didn't think it would happen. That didn't mean that playing pro wasn't his end goal. Once he was invited to Colorado's development camp, it opened his eyes to the possibility of playing at the next level.
Yeah, to be honest, my first year, I didn't even think about getting drafted or anything because I didn't think I had a chance. But obviously it's always been my goal to play professional hockey. So when I went to camp for my second year, I was ready and everything. I had a good season. I talked to a lot of teams that were interested and everything. Didn't end up drafted, but I got invited to Colorado, like I said, and it was just the first impression for me. So I just wanted to go there and make an impression, and that's really where I thought I could maybe have a potential to play professional hockey. And then obviously when I that really kicked in was when I signed with the Barracuda.
Viel's final two seasons of junior in Bathurst, he wore the C as the team's captain. That was something he took great honor in.
Yeah, that was incredible. It was a huge honor for me, and you know, I took that role proudly and everything, and just try to do the same as I did before and show the example on the ice and off the ice. And yeah, it's obviously, I think being a leader is a great way to improve yourself, but also to improve your team mentality and the way you think with your teammates and everything. So I was really proud of that.
Before he signed his first pro contract with the Barracuda prior to the 2018-19 season, he captained the Teton to a Memorial Cup championship. He scored 23 points in 20 games during the run. The Teton weren't considered favorites either, but Viel's dominating play and leadership was the catalyst to a magical run.
Yeah, it was incredible. I'll remember that that run and that year for the rest of my life, because it was just such a special group that we had and everything. And obviously we had a really good team, but we also were so close together, and the way that we would play, we didn't have the most talent out of all the teams in our league, and even in all the leagues, obviously. But I think we won because just how close we were together, and we would play together and play hard, and that's how we got to win the championship.
In essence, the team really was a reflection of Viel's game: hardworking, determined, tough, and underappreciated.
We had Antoine that was still young at the time, and we didn't have other guys drafted, if I remember correctly. Maybe one, Rupsov, I think, was drafted. But yeah, we were for sure underdogs. When you would see the lineup and you would say, oh, these guys, we didn't really have a superstar. We were just like kind of a well-balanced team all around. And I think we were underdogs for the last two rounds of our playoffs in our league. And I think we were underdogs at the Memorial Cup too, but we found a way to win because we were just working hard together.
Viel originally signed an AHL contract out of junior with the Barracuda. In a sense, a prove-it deal. After one season in the American Hockey League, he would go on to sign an entry-level contract with the Sharks. He detailed why he chose San Jose in the first place.
I just loved the city when I went there. I think it was when I was in Phoenix. Nick, the rookie camp was there, and the tournament was there in San Jose, and I thought it was a really nice city and everything. And you know, when I talked to my agent and everything, he told me that they really wanted to develop me and help me get better, and you know, just with their staff, they wanted me to work on stuff and everything. So for me, it was a no-brainer to go there because I knew they would take care of me.
Viel credits a lot of his skill development in his pro career to working one-on-one with Sharks legend Mike Ricci.
Yeah, I would work with Ricci all the time. You know, I would love the way you would push me to get better and work on stuff. He's been incredible, to be honest, for the 2 years that he was with us with the Barracuda. Yeah, we would just go on the ice 15, 20 minutes early, and we would work on stuff, you know, little details, just to get the little details better. And, you know, he's been incredible for the organization.
Viel's game has evolved and continues to evolve, but so has his comfort level. He talked about being named an assistant captain in just his second professional season.
Yeah, that was really nice. I wasn't expecting it, to be honest, because my first year, like you said, I just wanted to do my thing and you know, be an example, even if I'm young. But that's what they told me when they signed me. They said we want you to be a leader and on this team, even if it's your first year and everything. So I was kind of not talking as much as I would have if I was older. But my second year, I saw that as an opportunity to you know, kind of take a bigger leadership role. And yeah. So that's kind of of the way I was thinking.
That's going to do it for this episode of Barracuda Background, spotlighting Sharks prospect Jeff Viel. I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long until next time.